My name is Brenda Katwesije. I am from Uganda, and I'm extremely passionate about making eye care more accessible.
3 minutes. That's all the time that Brenda Katwesije has to promote her company Vasi Vision. The young Ugandan entrepreneur standing in front of some 400 guests, most of them wearing suits. Germany's Minister of Economic Affairs and Energy is smiling at her from the front row.
They're affordable, they're durable, they're strong, they're cool. I think I really look cool. And the best part is... Thank you.
Brenda certainly manages to capture the attention of her audience. She founded Vasi Vision last year. The company has come up with an app. Ugandans can use it to measure their eyesight. The app transfers the results to Vasi Vision's office in the capital, Kampala. The customers then get a pair of glasses. Brenda says they cost up to 80% less than those bought in a shop. She got the idea to start Vasi Vision when she was in need of new glasses some years ago.
I actually used to work for a consulting firm, and I had insurance at the time, so I went to get myself a pair of glasses, but it was so expensive, really, really expensive. And even if I had insurance, I had to top up. So I got perplexed, because what about the people that don't have the kind of job that I had? And if they didn't have the resources that I had, how were they getting eye care? So for me, that's where the idea was sparked, and that's how I started my company.
Brenda gets friendly applause from the audience when she's done with her presentation. But like the 7 other entrepreneurs from Ghana, Nigeria and South Africa, she's hoping for more. Her company needs technical expertise because the app is still not as precise as it should be. And it needs capital so the business can expand. If things work out, she could soon have both. Eric Young, a tall, lean man, is standing just a few meters away from Brenda. He's the founder and CEO of GreenTech, a German investment firm. GreenTech signed up to cooperate with Vasi Vision already before the startup night began.
You know, the African market is huge. And so when you start selling eyeglasses, even if you make small margin, it's already generating revenue. It makes this business sustainable, very attractive, until it reaches a point where you have bigger VC and bigger private equity company that will want to go into this business. So for this reason, this business makes sense, it makes impact, it can generate value, and is highly scalable.
Germany's Minister for Economic Affairs and Energy, Brigitte Tsipras, is a woman in demand during the startup night. She's walking around, shaking hands, complimenting the entrepreneurs about their presentations. The ministry is placing high hopes on African startups. It's even set up a fund to support them. But that's not charity. Africa's population is growing rapidly. Some 440 million young Africans are going to need jobs by the year 2030. And Germany's government wants to help to create them so that the number of refugees does not go up. Here's Brigitte Tsipras, Germany's Minister for Economic Affairs and Energy.
Startups are a real chance for Africa. That's why we want to support them. It's especially young people who are unemployed, and they now get the chance to find a job, even if that's through being self-employed. It's extremely important for young people to get involved in something again.
At the end of the evening, plenty of questions remain. Many people shake hands and exchange business cards after the presentations. But nobody knows if the German companies will back up their compliments with investments in the African startups in the future. And nobody knows if the great business ideas and concepts elaborated here can be really turned into flourishing companies. Brenda Katwesije, for example, is already on her 2nd startup. The first one did not really work out. Now she's hoping that this one will succeed. Daniel Pelz, DW, Berlin.